The only good thing about this is it raises this question. So like in a show where I'm from has a really tragic accidents. And I remember saying at the time, there's been some accidents where young people, in one awful case through no fault of their own, somebody else crashed into them and a number of young people died that night. And I was just saying, at the time I said to my wife, if they'd been kids coming back from a disco in Dublin, that wouldn't have been an issue. They would have been on the dart on a late night bus and they would have been safe. And a concern, anybody who's ever been a teenager themselves in any show, you know, it's so tempting to hop in a car with a friend when you're getting back late at night. And it would be nice if there were safer options. So banning teenagers from driving isn't the way to go. But the question it raises about how to keep teenagers more safe is good. And the probably way to do that would be to try and get representatives from, you know, teenagers themselves, the Gardaí, first responders, to have a chat about what would be the most effective. Part of it would be enforcement. If you're really sure that you're going to get stopped by the guards going out that night, you'd probably be a bit more careful. And then, because I work in the software IT sector, I'd be thinking, is there any technological solutions to this? Could you, you know, they've talked about putting in speed control units in cars. So there's probably a number of ways to do this, but definitely banning people from driving in rural Ireland is not going to work. What should be the emphasis, as again, Padraig has said, should have been invest more in public transport, invest more in making sure there's good late night transport to protect our kids so they can go to and from and socialise safely and get home in one piece.